This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with his Kuwaiti counterpart, Sheikh Ahmed Abdullah Al Ahmed Al Sabah, in Kuwait. The Prime Minister will hold separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber, and the Crown Prince, Sheikh Ahmed Al Abdullah Al Sabah, today. Kuwait has also bestowed its highest honour, the Order of Mubarak Al Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Modi is on a two-day visit to Kuwait. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honour given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. Earlier today, Prime Minister Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour at the Bayan Palace in Kuwait City. Mr. Modi arrived in Kuwait yesterday on a two-day visit to the West Asian nation at the invitation of the Emir of Kuwait. This is the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. On the first day of his visit, the Prime Minister addressed a massive gathering of the Indian diaspora at a special event in Kuwait City. He noted that the India-Kuwait relationship has been profoundly enriched by the Indian community. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend Christmas celebrations in New Delhi tomorrow. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. This is the first time the Prime Minister will attend such a programme at the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid foundation stones of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Masurai Para in Dhalai district of the state, Mr. Shah criticised the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Brew community. He said after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Brew community was taken to its logical end. He said the communists called themselves Messiah of the poor, but could not see the pain of the people from the Brew community. He said the government spent 900 crore rupees to settle the Brew inhabitants in 11 villages in different districts of the state. Union Minister for Sports and Youth Affairs, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, participated in the first event of the Fit India Sunday on Cycle initiative in New Delhi today. The minister, along with the jawans of the Central Reserve Police Force, or CRPF, the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, or ITBP, pedalled from the Major Dhyanchand National Stadium to the Raisina Hills. Speaking to the media, Mr. Mandavia said, on the call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the whole nation is joining the Fit India campaign to keep themselves fit. He said the initiative has been held in over 1,100 locations across the country. He said cycling is the best exercise and appealed to more and more people to join the initiative. In Punjab, two persons have been killed and several are still trapped as a three-story building collapsed in Mohali near Chandigarh last evening. Among the dead, a female victim has been identified as Drishti Verma from Thyog, who succumbed to her injuries after being rescued in a critical condition last night. A body of a male victim was recovered this morning. Deputy Commissioner Mohali, Viraj Thidke, told our correspondent that rescue operations are underway on a war footing since last evening, with teams of the Army, the NDRF and state police on the job. According to Army sources, at least 15 civilians are still trapped in the rubble. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann is constantly in touch with the Mohali administration. The missing AN-2 light aircraft, which disappeared in Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, has been found with all three people aboard alive. Local authorities said today that all three individuals on board, including two crew members and one passenger, have been evacuated by an Mi-8 helicopter from Kamchatka rescue teams and are being transported to the Milkovskaya District Hospital, where their health condition will be assessed. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 315 runs for the West Indies in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Vadodara. Put into bat, India scored 314 runs, losing 9 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. Smriti Mandhana top-scored 91 runs, followed by Harleen Deol at 44. And that is the end of this news bulletin.